The priests of the Diocese of Rome greeted the announcement that Pope John Paul's cause for sainthood was to be opened with great joy. Pope John Paul was their bishop for over 26 years. Pope Benedict made the announcement as he addressed his clergy in the Cathedral Church of St. John Lateran. The Holy Father had crossed the city early on Friday morning to meet those who work for him in the Diocese of Rome and to greet the priests who had gathered in the Basilica.
Concessa, dispensavit a tempore quinque annorum expectationis post mortem servi de Ioannis Pauli II, summi pontificis.
Pope Benedict announced that he had dispensed with the customary rules that imposed a 5-year waiting period after a candidate's death before the procedure that leads to sainthood can begin. The priests of Rome broke into sustained applause when they heard that the process of raising John Paul to the altars of the church was to begin shortly. The rescript, or document authorizing the act, is dated May 9, 2005, and is signed by Cardinal José Sariva Martins and Archbishop Edward Nowak, prefect and secretary of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. Pope Benedict made the announcement in Latin, but after the rapturous applause, he joked with the priests that there was no need for an Italian translation. They obviously understood.
E vedo che tutti capiscono il latino molto bene.
The Pope said that the extraordinary experience of faith that we experienced with the death of the much-loved John Paul II has shown us a Roman Church profoundly united, full of life, and rich in enthusiasm. All this, he said, is the fruit of your prayers and your apostolate. Pope Benedict encouraged the clergy to take up the precious heritage left by John Paul II. Dear priests and deacons, he said, let us walk together along this path with serenity and trust. The break with tradition in starting the process immediately is not new. Pope John Paul himself set a precedent in 1999 when he granted a dispensation for the cause of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who was declared blessed in 2003. Father John Hogan is an Irish priest who worked on causes of beatification. He told us more about the significance of this move.
In this particular situation, having seen the devotion that people had to him in life, and certainly the devotion which has occurred since his death, it's very, very obvious that there is tremendous devotion to the man, that in a sense the people regard him already as a saint, as the cause of Santo Subito during the funeral, and perhaps the Holy Father is responding to the sensus fidelium which was revealed at the Holy Father's funeral.
When John Paul's cause is formally opened, he will be granted the title the Servant of God. A postulator will be appointed to help gather information from people who knew him and to seek evidence of holiness of life. After his address, Pope Benedict listened attentively to questions and reflections presented by various priests and religious, and then thanked them for their remarks. Not to be put off by the light Roman rain, he then returned to the Vatican in his open-top Popemobile, shielded from the elements by a white umbrella. When the Holy Father returned to the Vatican, he was greeted by thousands of pilgrims who had lined the main boulevard leading up to St. Peter's Square.